USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As meetings continue on Capitol Hill regarding a new stimulus plan, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the new stimulus package and the nation's economic recovery aren't related.
I do not think the recovery is contingent on that assistance package. And as long as businesses keep open and stay open, we are in much better shape than we were, although we've got a lot of work to do.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on President Trump's nomination to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's vacancy before the end of the year.
The American people are about to witness an astonishing parade of misrepresentations about the past, misstatements about the present, and more threats against our institutions.
The Kentucky Republican on the Senate floor Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
House Democrats are introducing legislation on Monday to keep the federal government funded through December 11th, but don't have a deal in hand with Republicans and the White House to avert the shutdown at the end of this month. Democrats unveiling a stopgap measure that will provide aid for farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi won't rule out a second impeachment of President Trump if he decides to move forward with filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Brian Morgenstern, White House Deputy Press Secretary, reacts to Pelosi's comments.
That is a very odd threat for them to make, considering that impeachment was probably one of their worst moments during the Trump presidency, along with the Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh. And now they seem to be doubling down on the same bad behavior.
And in financial news, a rough day on Wall Street with the Dow losing over 500 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump joined Fox and Friends on Monday morning for a wide-ranging interview that lasted about 45 minutes. Aside from hitting on Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing, President Trump also talked about when we'll see a coronavirus vaccine.
Long before the end of the year, maybe by the end of October.
What?
Pfizer's doing really well. Johnson & Johnson has an incredible vaccine that's really doing well. They'll probably be a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And Moderna is doing very well also. And Oxford, you know, on the other side. One of the reasons we're doing well is because what we did with the FDA. Normally, if this were Obama and Biden, they wouldn't have this vaccine for another 2.5 years because they wouldn't have been able to get through the process of the FDA.
As ballots and early voting continue across the country, election law experts have long held that the margin of election fraud is 3 to 5%. Nearly 25% of elections are decided by less than 2%. When it comes to what we can do to make sure the election is fair, Catherine Engelbrecht is with the group called Truth the Vote.
What we're seeing play out is, in our opinion, engineered chaos. This is part of a plan to open up legal battlefields nationwide. It is imperative that citizens stand up and get involved in this process now so that we can get eyes on and have an election that is decided by the people and not by the courts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.